Internet News. I'm Jason Taylor. The winter storm that started Friday afternoon and ended Sunday left some of the largest snowfall amounts on record in central and eastern Missouri. Ben Herzog with the National Weather Service in St. Louis says the state was fortunate that freezing drizzle and icing of roads predicted for Sunday never materialized.
The drizzle that formed that we were kind of worried might freeze managed to not freeze as it hit the ground. It mainly froze on elevated surfaces or plants or things like that.
Columbia received its third highest official dumping of snow ever, 16.9 inches. Totals observed by the public included 20.3 inches at the University of Missouri in Columbia and 20 inches in Montgomery City. Total accumulation of snow in St. Louis officially for the weekend was 11.4 inches. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says it responded to at least four fatalities involving about 900 crashes during the weekend. Missouri Department of Transportation MoDOT spokesperson Joe Moore says the timing of Friday's storm in St. Louis made it worse.
That was the worst in St. Louis trying to work with the snow compacted with the rush hour traffic.
MoDOT is warning you to be careful driving this morning, noting that roads could have freezed overnight.
1, 2, 3, woohoo!
Kids in mid-Missouri's Columbia were able to sled in their neighborhoods over the weekend. Blake Naughton says his kids really wanted to be out in the snow.
Well, we thought we'd have a relaxing weekend since it's been a weekend of work. Nothing but going up and down this hill all day for 2 days.
Kansas City Chiefs offensive lineman Jeff Allen awarded a man who helped him get his car unstuck from snow this weekend AFC Championship game tickets. KNBC reports Allen was able to use social media to locate a man named Dave who helped him. The Missouri Medical Cannabis Trade Association is planning the state's largest medical marijuana trade conference in St. Louis in March. The Springfield News Leader reports Lindell Fraker, the state's new director of medical marijuana, will be the keynote speaker at the event. A man's body was discovered in a garage behind a home in North St. Louis County yesterday afternoon. The Major Case Squad of Greater St. Louis is investigating the man's death as a homicide. Police in mid-Missouri's Callaway County are searching for two suspects in a recent homicide. Ruben Corrales Cabrera and Emily Ricketts are considered armed and dangerous and are wanted in the death of 34-year-old Laurel Garza Perez. The Clinton area in west central Missouri is trying to recover from 6 to 10 inches of snow it received over the weekend. David Lee of MissouriNet affiliate KDKD in Clinton says small power outages have been trickling in after the snow stopped falling.
These lines and trees and branches, they can only take so much and hold up so long, especially if they're weak anyway. Some of those weak branches may start coming down, and if there's a power line underneath those, they're going to go down too.
For the latest road conditions, go to MissouriNet.com. Nobody matched all of the numbers in Saturday night's Powerball drawing. Wednesday night's drawing is now worth an estimated $112 million. You're listening to Missouri Net News.